Here with Liberal leader for Nova Scotia and Yarmouth MLA, Zach Churchill. Mr. Churchill, good morning. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me, Kevin. Love being here with you, man.
So we're at the end of 2022. You look back, you became leader of the Liberal Party, the official opposition. What has this year been like for you?
Well, it has been an exciting year professionally. You know, very proud to be the first leader of a political party in Nova Scotia from Yarmouth. You know, very proud of that. And I think it's about time we get one from our area. You know, we've had others that have tried but didn't break through. So that's a great honor for me. And there's been a lot going on. You know, we got our ferry back this summer, and even despite having some negativity from the current premier, I think the tourism industry knows how successful that has been. We probably had $40 million that came into the province as a result of that ferry coming back, first year out of Bar Harbor. You know, so that's really exciting. And on the negative side, I mean, we've watched our health system get a lot worse in the last year to a frightening degree. And the impacts of inflation and cost of living and gas are really affecting a lot of people across the province, and particularly, you know, even working and middle class people. So you've really got to kind of wrap your head around what can government do that's helpful in these circumstances.
And for yourself as opposition leader, you saw the announcements that Premier Houston made last week with the home heating rebate, and of course the announcement on the healthcare expansion in the HRM. So when you saw those announcements, what was your reaction to those?
Well, we've been pushing for the home heating rebate for over a year now. We've also been pushing for him to expand the income thresholds for the other grants that are available for people for home repairs, for the senior property tax rebate. You know, when inflation is shooting up, you know, over 7% year after year for the last few years, you know, what was considered to be lower income has changed now. You know, people with higher incomes are under a lot of pressure too. So that is a good announcement. We're happy to see that. That is something specifically that we've been pushing for, as well as expanding other financial supports that are available for government to make them more accessible to people that make higher than 30 grand a year but are still under the crunch right now.
We spoke with the NDP leader, Claudia Chender, and she said that the announcements about the renovations or the Dartmouth General, Cobequid, it's a good announcement, but what's the timeline? What's the finances? Are you kind of in that same boat, too, as wondering exactly what this plan looks like from the PCs?
This is also coming after they canceled the replacement of the Victoria General. So I am concerned about that. Like, we are supposed to build this brand-new facility, Odin Bears Lake, that would be more accessible to rural Nova Scotians, so they don't have to drive all the way into the city and deal with traffic when they're getting things like cancer treatment and this sort of thing. So, the timelines, I think, are going to be long. You know, we made big capital announcements, some of the biggest capital announcements in healthcare that certainly the biggest ones we've had in a generation, and it does take years to get going and to get moving. And now we're in a situation where there's a labor shortage, a skilled labor shortage, and where the cost of everything to build is a lot higher. So I think we are most likely going to see delays with those, and it's not going to alleviate the immediate pressures on the system right now. You know, I announced the new expanded emergency room at Yarmouth Regional, you know, a year and a half ago, and that's still going to take, you know, some years to complete. So these ones, I think, are going to take a while, and we've got to do some things in healthcare immediately if the healthcare system is going to hold with the pressures that are on it.
Right, and I know that's a big focus and has been a big focus for you and the Liberal Party. When you look ahead to 2023, obviously we're going to go right off the bat with the cost of living, healthcare in the province are big issues. So those two big ones aside, what are some of the other things you're looking at for the upcoming year?
Well, one locally that's really important is the price of lobster and the impact that that has on our economy. So we're seeing the price hover at a level now where, okay, we might be able to get through the season, pay the high gas prices and fuel prices, diesel prices that we have to. But one concern I have there is The Houston government did remove marketing dollars to get our lobsters to market in Europe. Obviously, there's some complications in China right now diplomatically, but that certainly didn't stop our government from marketing our products there and getting them to market, and that drove the prices up significantly. So we've got to pay attention to our rural economy and traditional industries, and I think one that's sticking out right now is lobster because of where the price is and because the provincial government has stepped back on its marketing efforts to get those lobsters to market at a better price point.
So that's a local one for sure, and I know that affects many areas all across Nova Scotia because the lobster fisheries are obviously very important to this province.
It's big here, but it's also big across the whole province. You know, we're a seafaring province, so seafood is, I believe, our greatest export. And changes in price, and if we have a provincial government that's not that marketing those products, that can have a really serious impact on the economy of a lot of communities. And we don't know what we're heading into. You know, a lot of economists are saying we're heading into a recession. Of course, with interest rates going up through the central bank, that's going to put additional financial pressure on people with variable mortgages or who are trying to buy a home. And we already have a major housing crisis right now in our province. So housing is another thing that we have to pay attention to. And as interest rates go up, that's probably going to create a more challenging situation for the housing market and for building new apartment buildings, new houses and new units. So that's something we have to pay attention to as well. And it's not just a Halifax issue. You know, this is a housing now is affecting every single community that I visit in the province, and we've got to come up with new innovative ways to get particularly affordable housing units on the market, because the current strategies that the government has aren't going to work. I think you got to open up the affordable housing grants. Like, developers can get up to $50,000 per unit to make affordable housing units. I think you got to open that up to like regular homeowners who might want to, you know, renovate their basement or put a nanny suite on or a tiny house in their backyard, because big developers aren't necessarily going to look at a real estate market like Yarmouth and put millions of dollars into a new apartment building, you know. But, you know, we have some people that might be able to renovate their houses, turn it into a duplex, put a nanny suite in the basement or put a tiny home in their backyard. That can really help get some new units out there more quickly than waiting around for that silver bullet with a brand new building, which it probably isn't going to hard to make those buildings affordable when they're built brand new anyway, right?
And affordable housing is certainly a huge issue and one we'll continue to look upon. And back in July, when you became Liberal leader, one of the messages you had, I guess, before that, leading up to the vote, was rebuilding the Liberal Party. So you see how popular Tim Houston is in the polls amongst leaders in Canada. So how do you feel things are going in that regard as far as building the party and pushing a challenge on to the PC government?
Well, I mean, it's a big challenge, right? You've got to find candidates in every single riding across the province who are good quality candidates who can win and who can help, you know, rebuild local organizations and fundraise money. You know, you've got to fundraise. You've got to make sure that you've got volunteers in every single community as well. They're going to work on campaigns. So that's a fun challenge, though. That's recruiting people, finding good people, working with people. And I particularly enjoy that work. But it also means we have to keep pointing out where Tim Houston is failing, particularly on his number one promise to fix healthcare. We have never seen the healthcare system this bad. In just, what are we, 16 months into his premiership, you know, he was going to fix healthcare starting on day one. He said there was a crisis in healthcare when there was 60,000 people without a family doctor. That number in the last year has more than doubled to 125,000. And he's making decisions that are contributing to that. So he fired all the experts in the health authority, the doctors, the medical leaders, to put in his partisan allies and friends. And he's doing this now with the economic development agencies too. So the decision making isn't as strong. You don't have medical people making all the decisions like you used to. And he got rid of the family doctor and incentive that was really valuable in keeping family docs in Halifax, which actually helps the rest of the province too, because it means rural people depend on medical services in Halifax. So he got rid of the family doctor incentive in Halifax, and that has led to a situation where the people that need a family doctor in Halifax has gone up 4,000% in the last year. And so that means with less doctors there, there's more people in Halifax going to walk-in clinics, going to emergency rooms to get primary care. And that impacts rural Nova Scotians because we have to go to Halifax for some urgent care and for specialized services. And we utilize walk-in clinics there. So the situation's getting a lot worse there. And it's certainly a challenge everywhere. It was a challenge for our government. We were very focused on it and did a lot of work, even though we didn't get much credit for it, right? Because things were challenging. So I think we just have to keep pointing out where he's making mistakes and where he's making things worse and instead of better. And at the end of the day, we'll see how people feel about him in 2.5 years.
Well, Mr. Churchill, for you, I know it's been a big year of change becoming the leader of the Liberal Party. One final message from you as you head out from 2022 going into 2023. What'd you like people to know?
I'm just excited to get back out there and be working with people. You know, I love this job because I get to interact with people on a daily basis and hopefully be a part of ideas and investments and agendas to make life better for people. And I particularly like doing that in this part of the province too, you know, making sure we've got a strong foundation here so people can succeed in Yarmouth. And I think there's a lot to be optimistic about. We've seen our population in this area like grow over the last few years. Like that is a reversal of a trend in declining population in our area. So that's really exciting. There's a lot of opportunities that presents, but then there's also going to be some challenges on housing, on healthcare, on our infrastructure. So how do we make sure that we can handle continued growth and support people as they move here and make sure that we're also able to care for and support and provide services to the people that have lived here their whole lives?
Well, time flies. When I first moved here in 2009, everyone was moving away to go out west to work, and now it seems like people want to come to Yarmouth and you know, settle down here.
That's been the trend over the last 8 years, but a big driver of that is when price of fuel is low. That means they're going to have a harder time economically in Alberta. And our traditional industries are going to do better here. So when fuel's low and like lobster prices are high, for example, there's going to be a lot more job opportunities in that market. So we do have a risk right now with the price of fuel going up that hurts our economy and it improves the position of Alberta. So that is something to watch for because it's been a good 8-9 years here, and we certainly don't want to see that trend reverse.
Zach Churchill, the leader of the Liberals in Nova Scotia and the MLA for Yarmouth. Thanks so much for taking the time and wish you all the best in the holiday season and a happy new year.
Thanks and Merry Christmas to everybody. Be safe and enjoy the holidays with friends, family, and loved ones.